Neil, congratulations. How pleased were you the way that you managed the game? I think it was one of those where you got 2-0 up and you managed it well. We didn't concede one and then all hands to the pump.
Outstanding shape. Really pleased with everyone's performance today, and it was touch and go. Do you play, you know, Luke Griffiths or a Michael Potts or Smudge or a Harry Wilson? And you could see with 25 minutes ago, even when we made the changes, Griff came on and masterminded performance, and you know he'll go back in Tuesday night. I'm going to have to keep doing it. I'm going to have to keep resting and rotating, but really proud to get a clean sheet. Great save from Lavacombe at the end. I thought everyone was magnificent. We played some great football in that second half, and you know, that's another game chalked off, James.
And the referee was right to allow it to go ahead then?
The referee's the best referee we've had all season, and I've said that, Carl McCauley said that. Everybody said well done. And the way he talks to you, the way he's honest with you, he had no choice against the Whitby game today. You know, he's playing safety, but the game played really well, and credit to Jimmy and the ground staff. But the referee was exceptional. I know they get a lot bit of stick, but he's very good, and we've had him before.
Much to talk about, just a very quick one. Dan Lavercombe, not much to do in the game, and then right at the death there, he's got a point-blank save to make, and he makes it.
And that's the annoying factor, because we deserve the clean sheet all day long, and if we didn't, then there'd be choice words being said in there. We just can't switch off. But listen, we've got another win, haven't we? We beat bottom of the league last week. Next to bottom, we knew it weren't going to be easy. 12 games to go, and we just keep our heads down and keep doing what we're doing.
And actually, in terms of the conditions, FC played quite a lot of nice football on the ground, considering.
The pitch I'm looking at now, it doesn't really look like it's churned up, but it's still firm underfoot in areas. Obviously, in front of here, it's not. You know, the women will be lucky if they play tomorrow. I very much doubt it. But the way we play football, we've got to have a good surface. And, you know, I thought the lads were brave. And at the end of the day, if we would have picked the right pass, you know, Potts, Regan, Liddy, you know, young Harry Wilson should score a brace, really. But and the game should be put to bed more comfortably, but it wasn't. And, you know, we'll take the 2-0.
We've given Potts the man of the match today. We thought that was Michael Potts right back to his best after coming. He's been coming back from that break.
Did you watch the first 20 minutes?
Well, you're saying not then.
No,
we don't know anything.
James, first 20 minutes he got into his stride. He was giving the ball away. He was getting frustrated. But when Michael Potts is at his best, he plays two touch. He gets around the park. He leads. He organises. And I thought, you know, did he need to rest second half? I'm not sure. I just thought his performance was outstanding.
Man of the match, possibly.
But Galloway excites me. He just excites me. Gets me off my chair, and I understand why he's got the man of the match.
Excellent. And defensive, occasional shaky performances recently, but that looks to be working solidly with Halls and Jones playing in the centre, and Morris enjoying playing out wide.
You've got, just thinking now, ages 26 at right back, 29, 28. 29 at left back. You've got a really experienced back four, and then you know you look at 35 and maybe 30 in front of that, and you've got an experienced side that know how to see games out as well. We haven't always been in that position this season, but you know, I said to the lads before the game, the defensive lads, you know, they enjoy keeping a clean sheet as much as strikers enjoy scoring goals, so you know, credit to them.
Yeah, and so Lancaster on Tuesday, they've had a good day today, and it's been a good day for FC today because a lot of points have been dropped around FC, so but they'll be a tough opponent. First question, though, before we get to Lancaster, is wet tomorrow forecast, dry Monday, Tuesday. Do you think we'll get a game on you?
We'll play, yeah. We'll do a lot of work. We'll give Jimmy a lot of support between now and Tuesday. And if we've got to get some external contractors in as well to help him, we will do. We want to carry on this charge now, and you know, we want to be back here Tuesday night.
And what about Lancaster then as an opponent?
Good side. You know, a team that always causes a little bit of problems. Physical at the back with Teague and Steele, very organised. They've got Joe Rodwell Grant up front. From Preston. I know they just signed a lad called Enoch last night, so they're going to be good. Obviously, I'm just looking at results now. They've had a good day today. Won't be easy. You know, they're still probably thinking they can nick them in the playoffs if people start dropping points. So it's a monster game. You know, we're going into it one defeat in 10, another win here, clean sheet. So we won't take anything for granted. And you know, a couple of people will rest, a couple of people will rotate, but on the whole, you know, we'll try and keep it as consistent and fluid as we can.
A massive sort of 2 weeks or so coming up. Games are away, then you've got Warrington at home, and then Scarborough away. Two teams are right in the thick of it as well. So
I mean, people will be sat there now, probably listening to this, getting a bit giddy. You know, we're not. We're 12 games to go. We've got a points total, and you know, we've given ourselves a lot to do this season. But you know, since the turn of Christmas or just before, we've come really good, so we'll keep going. You know, we'll keep going. There's a lot of football to play between now and the end of the season, so we've got to try and pick up as many points as we can do. If we do and people drop points in and around us, then who knows, but at the minute we're still chasing down teams above us, so we've just got to keep doing what we're doing.